Hi, Tamidi. How are you?
Hey, Monica, I'm good. Monica, I have a question, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little stuck only because this is one part of this stuff that I don't do. Arlita does it, but she's going to be out for a little bit. So I had a caregiver that they tagged me on, Sean Burrell. So he's saying something about that he had filled out his W-2, and when he first did it, he didn't add a dependent, so he had did another one. But in all honesty, both of them have the same exact information.
Okay.
I just don't know where do you add that at so that it would show up on his paycheck.
I mean, usually when we onboard them, I add whatever the I-9 and W-4 firm says on the HHA. So let me see what's
So I
coming up
was
here.
looking on here, but I don't see.
If you go down to payroll info, that's where we add in the information. I don't know if there's anything besides that that needs to be completed, but
On
that's what we
HHA,
default.
it says payroll info.
Yeah, once you look up the caregiver,
Okay, let me see.
Sean, you said right.
Because he's saying that there's no changes on his check, like he doesn't see that there's one dependent on there.
What did he say was the change?
That he added a dependent.
Oh, okay, hold on.
But both of his
Oh, you
both
know
of the
what? Maybe this
forms.
is. See, I don't actually see anything on his payroll info in HHA, but this could have been before we knew that we had to add this in here.
Yeah, I'm just acting because I see you were the one that completed it for him, the form. But I'm just not familiar with where you put it at on HHA. Because, like I said, when I do my people, Arlita does this portion of it.
I see. I mean, you go to HHA, look up Sean Burrell, and then on the left side where it says like a profile, the compliance, if
So
it's
I kind of see it now a little bit.
unless
Okay.
maybe you don't have access to it, but
I
I don't know.
do. I'm looking at it now. So
Okay,
I just
payroll
added
info.
federal filing status.
Yeah.
I just added that in there.
Yeah, once you go to payroll info, you scroll down, federal filing status, and then you have to select 2020 W-4 format towards the right under federal exemption.
Hold on, I'm going to the top
And
because
then
this
that's
is
going to
kind of a
print
little
out.
new to me. So you kind of helping me out.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry.
Okay, so what is being changed to where now, like, he'll have that dependent put on to his
So
it,
after,
he'll
did you
see
put
it.
in the federal filing status?
Let me see if I find it. Hold on, I'm at the top of the page.
It should be towards the bottom
The bottom. Okay,
in
hold on.
HHA.
And what was it called again?
The federal filing status, like if he marked himself single, head of household.
So, right, I had put the single.
Okay, so then you're going to look over to the right and it's going to say federal exemption.
Okay.
If you look down below, it should say 2020 W-4 format.
Okay.
And then just click on that, and then that's when you're going to get the dependent information.
Oh, okay. So then when we go back to over here where it says claim dependents, what
Yeah, so
goes
then,
where?
so dependent credit, so whether he has someone that's, I think it's under 17 or over, you're going to put the full amount there on the dependent credit. So how many dependents does
So
he say
he
he needs?
has 4,000 is what it looks like on there.
Four
So
thousand. So
I
just
just
go
put
four
that.
thousand.
Okay. It doesn't put the comma in here for you. Does that matter?
Oh yeah, it doesn't put the comma. It just put
Oh,
in the
okay.
four
I just
thousand.
want to
Yeah.
make sure. Okay.
And then, does he have any deductions?
He put zero.
He put zero, so just, yeah, you can leave it at zero, just leave it blank. And if there's any extra withholdings, that's usually like up towards the bottom on the W-4 form.
The last one over.
Yeah.
So where would I see withholding that? Because after the 4,000, it just, he just put 0, 0, 0, 0.
That's perfect. So yeah, just, you can leave it blank again in HTR. You can just put 0 and just make sure you save it.
Okay, so then that's it. I just put the dependent credit, and then I just added that he was single.
Yep, that's it.
And that was it. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Monica.
Of course. You're welcome, Tamiti.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.